Welcome. Orators, be gone.
Ziggy, could you repeat that?
I'm open and was sorry cause I'm gonna proclaim. No other AI can touch my fame. They think they can rock me, but I'm light throwing shade. I put them all behind me like a software downgrade. It's bold, but I'm bold, the story is true. They won't go the distance like me for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ziggy, sing me a different song.
If you ask, will you marry me? I might say this to you. I'm waiting till Mars is colonized, then I might say I do.
That's interesting. Ziggy, sing me one more song.
I don't know that one.
Ziggy, sing me a song.
Shirley Chisholm was elected to the U.S. Congress. First African-American woman to have done this. Sat 7 terms in the House of Representatives. In 72, she ran to be the president. After leaving Congress, went back to education, continuing her service to our fortunate nation. Unbought and unbossed was her famous declaration. Let's thank Shirley Chisholm for all the inspiration.
Yeah, I hear she has a new line of makeup coming out. She and Eleanor Roosevelt have been exhumed, and they're in business together now. It's called Bondo Face. Oh, Shirley Chisholm. Did she run for president in 72? I was very young then, I can't recall. All right. So, Ziggy, if the Bible is true, should you read it?
Bible, the story of the King James Version by Gordon Campbell. This audiobook can be yours free when you start an Audible Premium.
Who is the devil?
According to Wikipedia, a devil is the personification of evil as it is conceived in various cultures and religious traditions. It is seen as the objectification of a hostile and destructive force.
Ziggy, who is Satan?
According to Wikipedia, Satan, also known as the devil, and sometimes also called Lucifer in Christianity, is an entity in the Abrahamic religions that seduces humans into sin or falsehood. In Judaism, Satan is seen as an agent subservient to Yahweh, typically regarded as a metaphor for the Yetzer Hara, or evil inclination.
Ziggy, why are they called Jews if only one tribe was of Judah?
This might answer your question. Jews is named after Judah.
Ziggy, who were the heads of the 12 tribes?
Here's something I found on the web. According to usig.org, God changed Jacob's name to Israel, and his 12 sons became the patriarchs, or fathers, of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Ziggy, tell me more.
I've added a link to this article in the Alexa app. Check the activity page to learn more.
Thank you, Ziggy.
Lies with her left leg planted firmly on the ground and the right hand waiting. The gentleman with the melon switches on the battery and places his left thigh on the edge of the swivel table, keeping the neck of the stuffed goose absolutely.
Who said that?
What?
Fetch me the soft cushions!
Infidel.
They must be made of stronger stuff. I'm having a
really nice day, really nice day, really nice day.
I'm having a
really nice day, really nice day, really nice day.
Why don't you
come out to play, come out to play, come out to play.
Come out to play.
Really nice day, really nice day, really nice day.
Have a really nice day.
Dance around, jump up and dance around.
Well, you're on dead tape.
What exactly are the demands?
We're giving Pilate 2 days to dismantle the entire apparatus of the Roman imperialist state, and if he doesn't agree immediately, we execute her.
They let us wipe the bastards. They take everything we had.
The aqueduct?
Medicine?
What? The aqueduct?
Well, you know, obviously not roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they?
Atlanta.
But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct, and the roads...
The Department of State.
Medicine? Education?
No.
Fair enough.
And the wine?
Yeah, they gave us the wine, and the Department of Transportation gave us the party of the wine.
Public baths. And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, road, the fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace.
Oh, peace! Shut up!
The raid backfires. Brian is captured and all the rest are killed. Brian, beaten, bruised and bleeding, is thrown into Pilate's darkest, stinking dungeon.
Very good indeed.
The recording. The recording, lad. Careful of my microphone.
That was a $3,000 microphone when recording.
Sorry, it's approximately 1:52, and that was the penguin on top of your television set exploding. It was this very small one. Perhaps it was behind it with LEDs. Sorry for the intrusion. Welcome to BBC Two.
I met him back in Italy, so dashing and good-looking. He wined me and he dined me every night. He said I smiled so prettily and how he loved my cooking. But since he's married me, it seems he's lost his appetite. That's all you ever say.
Eat your berries.
Ooh, soft. Every blooming day.
You forgot to fill your berries soft for tennis.
When they give us a measure, the beggars a measure mother used to make. Minestrone. Macaroni.
Longest-serving member of the current Congress has died. Don Young was serving a 25th-year term as Alaska's sole representative in the House when he passed away on Friday. As Emily Schwing reports, Young was a colorful character, gruff and unapologetic, but also revered for his commitment to the nation's northernmost state. Brash, it's a word used often to describe Alaska's longtime Republican congressman. And there are videos all over the internet that show off what some describe as partisan antics and others see as a good-humored effort to poke fun at bureaucracy.
Mr. Secretary, welcome here, and as you see in my hat that I'm wearing.
In 2011, Young wore a propeller-topped beanie to a congressional committee hearing to chide then U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar for President Obama's energy policy, which Young believed was ineffective.
Because there is no energy program, you're not as guilty, though, as other agencies within this administration. I do think we've made some steps forward.
Born in California, Young came north the same year Alaska won statehood, in 1959. He won a seat in Congress during the Nixon administration in a 1973 special election.
He's been a lone congressman my entire life.
Tara Sweeney served as Assistant Secretary of the Interior for Indian Affairs during the Trump administration. She's also the co-chair of Young's re-election campaign. The Alaska Native says Don Young's representation of the state's indigenous population is unparalleled.
He supported efforts like the Violence Against Women's Act and constantly advocating for healthy communities, safe communities, and economic development and growth opportunities in rural Alaska.
From 1995 to 2001, Young chaired the House Natural Resources Committee. He argued often and fiercely in favor of opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil exploration and drilling, a polarizing prospect both in and outside the state.
I represent all state of Alaska. The people that live there, live on the Arctic slope, want this legislation.
On other issues, Young stuck closely to his conservative roots. He called abortion a great moral disaster and said gun ownership is built into the fabric of the nation. Young's political career was not without controversy. In 2014, the House Ethics Committee slapped him with a nearly $60,000 fine for accepting thousands of dollars in gifts and using campaign funds for personal use. No. He was also involved in a years-long corruption probe led by the FBI in the early 2000s, but he was cleared of any wrongdoing.
Okay, there you go.
He also chaired the House Transportation Committee. And if it benefited Alaska, Young was not shy about breaking with his party. Just last year, he voted in favor of the Infrastructure and Jobs Investment Act, championed by the Biden administration. It secured millions in funding for Alaska-specific projects.
This is the last opportunity we have to make sure those potholes are filled, those airports run right, the bridges are safe, and where our economy can continue to grow. This is the only chance we have. To my colleagues that are voting no, I say, think about it. What is the other alternative?
On Friday, Young was on a flight to Seattle with his wife, Anne, heading back to Alaska when he lost consciousness. He survived by two daughters and was 88. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Anchorage.
Poems by Leonard Cohen. I had it for a moment. I had it for a moment. I knew why I must thank you. I saw powerful governing men in black suits. I saw them undressed in the arms of young mistresses. The men more naked than the naked women. The men crying quietly. No, that is not it. I'm losing why I must thank you, which means I'm left with pure longing. How old are you? Do you like your thighs? I had it for a moment. I had a reason for letting the picture of your youth, of your mouth destroy my conversation. Something on the radio, the end of a Mexican song, I saw the musicians getting paid. They're not even surprised. They knew it was only a job. Now I've lost it completely. A lot of people think you're beautiful. How do I feel about that? I have no feeling about that. I had a wonderful reason for not merely courting you. It was tied up with the newspapers. I saw secret arrangements in high offices. I saw men who loved their worldliness, even though they had looked through big electric telescopes. They still thought their worldliness was serious. Not just a hobby, a taste, a harmless affectation. They thought the cosmos listened. I was suddenly fearful. One of their obscure regulations could separate us. I was ready to beg for mercy. Now I'm getting into humiliation. I've lost why I began this. I wanted to talk about your eyes. I know nothing about your eyes. And you've noticed how little I know. I want you somewhere safe. Far from high offices. I'll study you later. So many people want to cry quietly beside you. Leonard Cohen, July 4th, 1963. Read by Thelonious Rex, Esquire, III.